Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time to answer your correspondence. It's Dear Scott.
So we've got lots of texts and emails. Let's go through them with a posh Radio 4 lady. Let's go.
Hi, Scott. I live in Australia and the videos on the Radio 1 website don't work here because of international rights. Can you tell me who bought the international rights to Chappers doing Britney? I would like to watch that. Love you, John.
Yeah, the videos don't work when you're away, I think.
I think there was quite a big bidding round, wasn't there, for that?
I thought you'd bought them to keep them off.
I think it was, I think it was very, very similar to when all the bids come in for the Premier League football rights.
Same.
Yeah, very similar.
And that's why. Thanks very much for writing in. And that's why.
Yeah.
Next.
Name, Iggy. Message, Dear Scott. Did Becky used to do the traffic on Fox FM in Oxford with Roop and Tom? Because if she did, then I met her and she was really nice. Bit like Russell Crowe. The only feature from then I can remember, which included Becky, was Becky's weekly weigh-in, where the guys would weigh her on air every week. As I'm sure you've guessed, to save her £6 a week to go to Weight Watchers. Iggy.
Was that you? Did you do Becky's weigh-in?
No, I don't think I've ever been weighed, and no, I didn't used to work at Fox FM.
But you did used to work at some local radio station.
I did, with some old Blur DJs.
Where was that?
I worked at Orchard FM in Somerset, and right I worked at 2CR FM in Dorset.
Did you do the travel?
No, I did the Black Thunder things, where you go out and give away free meatballs and
stuff.
All
right, love, it's Becky here in the Black Thunder, just giving away some meatballs.
You're doing your accent again.
Oh, sorry.
Why are you doing the accent again?
Sorry.
Because that was your impression of Becky. She doesn't speak like that.
Are there tapes available?
Yes.
Let's get some of them.
Are there?
Are there, though?
I used to do this thing, Workplace of the Day, when I had, it was really awful.
We used to have Cream Cake Kevin at my place.
You had Cream Cake Kevin?
Yeah. Did he just work on your show?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
He wasn't an on-air character. He was just there for your own...
No, he was on air.
He was there for...
He used to hand out cream cakes to offices in Bristol.
But he wasn't on air?
He was on air, yeah.
Oh, he was on air, right.
All right, it's Cream Cake Kevin here. Got some more cream cakes for you. Quite good. We should do that. We should do
what,
that.
Cream Cake Becky?
Next!
Name, Matt, Cardiff. Message, hey guys, I was working at the cricket in Cardiff today when I saw Chappers. He didn't look very happy and was just sitting there with a cup of tea. Is he always this excited during cricket? Matt, in Cardiff.
We bored.
Well, I think I have to sort of clarify this in the fact that it rained all the time. So there actually was only 18 balls of cricket. So he wouldn't have seen me when the cricket was on, when I was very animated. What am I meant to do in the pouring rain?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, exactly. Do a dance.
It's raining. I've been up since 4:30.
So I'm used to seeing you looking bored with a cup of tea, you know what I mean?
Actually, what was it called? Matt?
Yeah.
It was a coffee.
Right. Next.
Dear Scott, I have often heard you say that you get in early to prepare the podcasts. So I'm hoping with your technical knowledge, Scott, you can help me.
Yeah.
I find the podcasts play back in the wrong order. So I have to listen to Fridays, then Thursdays, and so on. How do I change my settings on my generic MP3 player so they play in the correct sequence? As you suggested the other day, I have checked the FAQs on your website, but you don't seem to have posted a solution yet. Thank you so much. I don't know about techie matters.
No.
Bryn. P.S. What an excellent addition Becky is proving to be. Her lovely, jolly, bubbly personality is a delight and an excellent counterbalance to Chapper's faux grumpiness.
Faux grumpiness. It ain't faux, it's real.
Answer the question.
I've no idea. I don't know. Do you know?
Yeah, come on, jovial, bubbly Becky.
No, but I will ask.
Also, they called you bubbly. How do you feel about that?
Fat.
Yeah. Does mean
that
fat.
That and the Weight Watchers thing. I think there's a theme going on.
They do mean that.
Cream cake.
Yeah. It's all on today.
Bubbly, no.
Fat Friday.
Don't want bubbly ever, do you?
No.
Really not. I've no idea how to help you with your podcast. Here's Becky. She'll tell you how.
I've still got your email, so I'll ask someone that does know and reply.
Brilliant.
No idea.
Great. Next.
Dear Scott, I feel compelled to write, having listened to the email from your lonesome listener in Utah, read by the posh Scottish lady. I too am a fan of your show, but I'm resident in Boston, Massachusetts, where you don't have a large fan base. I find it very frustrating when I laugh audibly at your podcast, perhaps on the bus or in the office, and can't tell anyone about it because they don't know who you are. Please, can you bring your show to the USA? Do bring Becky, though not Chappers, as I'm not so keen on him. Best wishes, David.
Right, she's actually from Northern Ireland, the posh Radio 4 lady. But thanks very much for your international email there. Not so keen on you.
I think we should go to America, don't you?
I'd love that. We should do our show from there or something. What do you think? That'd be good. Next.
Hey, Scott, Chappers and Becky. I was just wondering if you could do me a massive favour and help me choose my new hairstyle. I've had it in a Victoria Beckham bob for ages and want your help. It would be amazing if I could tell my mates Scott Mills helped me choose my new haircut. Thank you, Scotty. Smiley.
Don't call me Scott.
Massive fan. Smiley. Love you all. Jade. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Thanks, Jade. Don't call me Scotty. I really hate that.
Jade can be a male or female name.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do we do? I would say curtains.
Curtains?
Yeah, they're back.
Curtains. Are we assuming it's female?
Don't know.
Well, if you've got the hair in a posh spice bob, I would assume it's female. Right, you really weren't listening, were you?
Right.
No.
Okay, good. I don't know.
Curtains?
Girls can't have curtains. Well, I guess they can.
They can.
Isn't big hair back?
Yeah.
What, 80s hair's back? Is it?
Go on, Chappers, you seem to know a lot more than me.
Yeah. Go on, hair expert. What are you saying?
Children.
What?
I can't believe Becky just said that.
Jade, have a look in some hair magazines because it's probably a lot better than asking these two idiots.
You can't say that.
Really, don't ask us. Next.
Dear Scott, love the show. Was recently catching up on your podcast and Chappers had found some hidden skeletons from your posh/moonface days. You then proceeded to confess that when under the effects of alcohol, you revert back to your posh ways. And I have to confess that I too seem to suffer from a similar problem. For example, saying yeah turns into yah, and so on. Just one question. At school, were you too laughed at for saying the word potato as potato rather than potato? Love you, Ollie.
No, never. I never said potato.
I bet you did.
Do you think I did?
If you had done, you might have been head boy.
If I was giving away free potatoes on GWR in Bristol, I probably was. Yeah. No, potato. Next.
Dear Scott, when you read all these emails or texts, all of them sound really strange. Are all your listeners weird like that? Or do you actually have some normal listeners? And by the way, for that Utah man, you aren't the only person listening in America, just Utah. Love the show. Patrick, off of Alaska.
Thanks, Patrick, off of Alaska. Getting a lot of international emails now, aren't
we? Yeah, definitely.
So I don't think we answered anything there at all, but thank you very much for writing in anyway. That was Dear Scott on Radio 1.
We came up with some new features for Becky, though.
We did. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or any queries to 81199 on the text. It's only been Friday.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Let's do it.
on podcasts.
Now, I need to put an appeal out because one of our friends, me and the one that doesn't speak,
yeah,
we have a mutual friend who's got a really big bird and she needs to get rid of it.
What?
She's been left a bird by a family member and she needs to get rid of it because the bird hates her.
We're talking a feathered friend.
I think it's a cockatiel or a parakeet.
Right.
Right? But she's kind of like inherited this bird. And every time she goes in the kitchen, which is where it lives at the moment, the bird just goes, actually hates her.
Right.
And she needs, like, one of those gloves, those big gloves that kestrels go on. So if you'd like a really big...
Is it caged?
Pardon?
Is it caged?
I think so.
Right.
But if you'd like a really aggressive, horrible bird, then text 81199.
So you're looking for somebody who's interested in a cockatoo?
Yeah, she's trying to... She's trying to get rid of it.
Right.
Yeah, a cockatiel, actually.
Oh, cockatiel, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, text 81199 if you'd like a really big, aggressive bird. Because it actually hates her.
Right.
It's going to attack her any day now.
Okay, let's see if anybody's interested there.
Because she needs to get rid of it, like, preferably by the end of the week. Right, you know my mum's old fitness thing that listening to, the LP... We ordered it yesterday. We're like, we actually got this now. So I've been listening to a little bit more of it. It's off the early 80s. This is what my mum used to work out to back in the day.
Hello, Peter Powell here. Firstly, we're going to relax our neck muscles, gently getting rid of all that tension.
Don't do this.
Just stand with your legs slightly apart.
Don't do this.
Simply drop your head
they
forward.
Banned this exercise.
Bring it up and then back and up. Now, down,
everybody,
up, back, up, down, up, back, up, down, up.
Don't do that because...
And now you won't be able to move for the next 3 months.
As we were saying yesterday, they've now banned that exercise, and if you do that, it will kill you. So don't, please don't do that one, thanks.
Now, you're on your own. Mm. You're looking good. Very good. Don't give up.
He didn't do any of those exercises, did he?
No.
Like these days, like if you've got Davina or whatever, she actually does the exercises on the video. He was like, yeah, whatever, okay, so... No, one, two, three, four. Just sat there playing some records.
You're on your own.
Go on, go on.
Is this creeping anyone out?
I know it hurts.
I've got some more, though. Been listening through to a little bit more.
Keep in time. And smile. So bring your good time. It's a rap.
It's a rap.
It's a rap?
Yeah. Not really.
Hello again. Now then, are you ready to get some energy into your body? Well, let's have a go and start by jogging. Jog, 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 jog.
Can you imagine my mum doing this?
Yep.
Ah!
Jog, 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 jog. Clap, 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 clap. Hop, 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 hop. Jump, 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 jump. Right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick. Finish. Great!
And you're finished. That's it.
That was the can-can.
That was the can-can. He wasn't doing any of it.
Jog, clap, right,
clap,
left,
right, left, left, yeah, whatever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, three situations. You just tell me what happens. It's, oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Chappers is in the lead at the moment. So he tells me. You could tell me anything. I wouldn't know.
I think it's 3-1 to Chappers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that
Becky,
what you said
Becky,
earlier?
Yeah.
In the new series?
You're kind of not really needed. Me and Becky could just play this.
No, I'm the host.
Okay.
Actually. Okay, are you ready for your first one?
Yeah.
Let's do it!
Oh! What's occurring?
Play along at home or on the way to work on 81199. You know Chesney Hawkes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's in a new musical. Started this week. Where it's all about Barry Manilow. He's not playing Barry Manilow. It's a musical about the songs of Barry Manilow.
Right.
Right. It's in Bromley. And don't laugh. We met him yesterday. And actually, me and Becky are going to go and see it next week. He invited us. Do you want to come? Are you going to invite yourself to that as well?
I think I'm busy.
I just said that, like, can we have some tickets, me and Beck? Do you want to go?
Then I get in this morning, he's like, we're going to go to the Barry Manilow musical.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Why is this?
Because I invited us.
Because you've been hanging out with Chesney all afternoon.
Yeah, man.
I think next week's looking very busy.
Right. I'm quite looking forward to it.
I'll come with you if you really want.
Thanks.
I quite like the Copacabana one. Did he do that?
Yeah. He does them, all of them. He does like 25 Barry songs.
Wow.
Good, eh?
Yeah.
They're all in his head, he was telling me. Anyway, that's enough of me and Chesney.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you. We made Chesney Hawkes do Carry On Singing. You know where you think you know the words to a popular hit and you just carry on, but you don't really, and you go blah, 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 blah. We want to know, I am the one and only. Since his one and only hit,
He had another one.
What was that called?
Man.
I'm a man, not a boy.
Man, not a boy. Oh my God, Chep is Australian there.
All right then. Since his two hits, does Chesney Hawkes know any other songs? We played him three songs. How many do you think he could continue successfully? Becky.
Two
out of three.
None.
You're saying he doesn't know any music after the one and only and Man Not a Boy.
No, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, as we know, it's quite difficult to sing along when the song stops.
So you're saying none?
Yeah.
Becky's saying two. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Chesney Hawkes with three songs, but can he carry on singing? When the sunshine will shine again.
Dum dum diddly doo and da da flibbity poo, and I've no idea.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so?
I can't.
I have no idea.
I don't even know that song. No idea.
Congratulations, Chappers. It was none. He doesn't know any music apart from I Am the One and Only.
Oh, what's the kidding?
And 25 Barry Manilow songs.
I'm not cheating. That was a pure guess, I promise.
Fair play. That was Chesney on Carry On Singing. And next on Oh, What's Occurring? You know when I switch on TV sometimes?
Yeah.
Do you know what I really like to hear?
What do you like? No. What do you like to hear?
This.
Coming up on When Sport Goes Bad. Men falling down. Ladies falling down. And fish eating people. Then for pudding, daring or dumb. Three! And if that doesn't float your boat, go cool off.
Tell you what, a lot of our listeners watch this show. It's on Virgin One now.
It is, yeah.
Isn't Chappers going to have a really, really, really unfair advantage on this one?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, I did, you know, it's a few months ago since I recorded the voiceover. Didn't write the script.
Can I ask you, do you write the script?
No.
Do you have any input?
No. Do you really want to... basically, it's an American programme. They bought it over, but they needed an English voice on it. So I sit in a booth with an American voice, with the original American voice in my ear, and
gee,
sort of...
And you go, gee, sure, dude.
And repeat what he says.
Oh, wicked.
Okay.
All right.
You don't even have it
written
down.
No need to get like that about it.
No,
a lot of people very much enjoy the show.
I know they do. I'm just explaining how it worked.
Okay.
Some of it's written down for me as well, yeah. So, you know.
Anyway, when sport goes bad, right, you do the voiceover. Here's my question to you. How many terrible jokes did you crack? How many bad jokes did you do in the first episode of the current series of When Sport Goes Bad? Chappers.
So the number of bad jokes that were written for me in the first episode. I'm going to go 224.
Okay. Becky?
Eight.
Right, so he's saying 224, you're saying
eight. Don't play them all.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
How many really bad jokes did Chappers have to read out on the first episode of the current series of When Sport Goes Bad? Let's find out.
This is a really exciting new sport. It's called campervan jumping. I prefer to call it insurance fraud. The object? To roll a blade across the top of the tennis net. He's certainly no ace portable toilet racing. It is actually more exciting than Formula One. It may not look like proper racing, but it is certainly a sport for the gents. Gents. Get it? Now, one day, this bloke decided to jump from his roof into a swimming pool. First, he was just a little short on brains. Then he was just a little short of the pool. Now, the object of bull riding is to prove your manhood by staying on the bull for a full 8 seconds. And still be able to have children.
Five.
Don't worry, though, with all these shots to the delicates, the kids of today will never be able to have the kids of tomorrow.
Six.
He did show a lot of backbone jumping off that cliff, and backbone is exactly what he hurts. Now, I love a turkey with attitude, but I love even more a turkey all dried out and in a sandwich on Boxing Day. No, I don't. I don't. Obviously, you got off this time. Go, gobble boy.
Now, hang on a minute. I don't ever remember
saying... I love a turkey with attitude. I don't remember. Go, gobble boy.
Do you remember
boy,
saying go, gobble boy?
I don't remember ever saying go, gobble boy, though.
You did.
No.
That's your new catchphrase.
You've edited that together from something short.
No, we haven't. That's what you said.
Oh, God.
Go, gobble boy.
Thanks for that.
I love a turkey myself.
I love a turkey with attitude.
Listen.
Especially on Boxing
there are time.
What are you saying, gobble boy?
Listen, there are time constraints when recording it, and I just do it. Oh, I don't even think about what...
I'm enjoying this.
Anyhow.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
The correct answer was... What did you say, Becky? 8?
Yes.
Spot on.
Yeah!
8!
Oh! What's occurring?
Oh, you so, please, that's over.
So red.
I know. It's like when we played... me on local radio.
I know.
Same.
Yes.
At least you didn't make any turkey jokes.
Really enjoyed that.
I could tell.
Yeah. Talking of bad jokes, you know Dirk Benedict?
Yes.
He was face in the 18s. Remember, off the 80s?
Yeah.
Right? And we had him on yesterday. But let's say that Dirk was to phone up 5 Radio 1 listeners with his favourite knock-knock joke. All right. How many out of 5 Radio 1 listeners would laugh at Face Off the A-Team's really rubbish joke? Becky.
2.
2 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Chappers.
None.
You sure, Gobble Boy?
Right. Now, that has to stop.
Why, you said it.
I don't want
I
to be called. I don't want to be called Gobble Boy for the rest of the day.
People are texting that.
Rest
in
of the day. Yeah. We had it forgotten over the weekend.
Sorry, what was your answer?
None,
again?
None.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Face off the A team with his joke. But how many Radio 1 listeners will laugh?
Hello.
Hello there. Knock knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
I need up who?
Do you?
Very good.
Because if you do, you better go to the toilet.
Hello?
Hello there.
Who's that?
I'm Dirk Benedict from the A-Team.
Who?
Do you know who you're talking to?
I don't know. What the hell are you on about?
Of course you don't. So let me tell you. My name is Dirk Benedict, and I was on a show called the A-Team, and when we were there, we used to do a lot of this. Are you ready?
Pardon?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
I need up who?
Do you?
I have no idea.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
Oh, no. Oh, no, this poo.
Hello?
Hello there. I'm Dirk Benedict from the A-Team.
All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
I need a poo.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
Oh, no. Oh, no, the poo.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
I need up poo. That's quality.
It was 3.
That's quality.
That's quality. Not
God.
Really. So that was 3. Face off the A team. Three listeners that laughed. It's not joke. I can't even remember the score now.
I've got 2 and Chappers has got 1, which means during the week, Chappers has got 3 and I've got 2, which means Chappers wins this week.
Woo!
Oh! What's occurring?
Well done, chappers. Do you know what?
I can't really enjoy it because that was just a really uncomfortable 10 minutes.
Now, I love a turkey with attitude, but I love even more a turkey all dried out and in a sandwich on Boxing Day. Radio 1
Podcasts. Let's do the PA network. Now, you might have heard this when we do this in the afternoon. Basically, there's an email group here at the BBC, and it's PAs to very important people, quite high up people here, isn't it?
It's basically all the personal assistants email each other if they've got a problem or something they need sorted, and we all help each other, and it's amazing.
What do you mean we?
Well, I'm on it as well, because you have a lot of demands.
Yes,
and I need
yeah.
to organise things very quickly, so I'm on it as well.
Get me a photo of Dr. Suleiman Al-Fahim, please.
It's like when you wanted that racehorse and some erotic actors. You made me send that email asking them.
So they can make anything happen, can they?
They can.
Wow. Didn't you get some shoes off here recently?
Yeah, well, this wedding that I'm a bridesmaid at tomorrow, I got some cream shoes from there.
From the PA network?
Very helpful, though.
Very handy.
Nice to see they're always working yeah. on the PA network.
Yeah. Here's some actual emails sent round on the PA network at the BBC. This is from the email group. They love it when we read them out, I'm sure. Or not.
Subject. Yeah. Emergency. Hello, friends. OMG, is there anywhere I can buy Diet Coke in the MC now the cafe is closed? I am dying here.
Read out by Sarah Cox. Very good. So she's dying for a Diet Coke.
I didn't hear, there wasn't any response to that, so I'm not
what's,
sure
what's
how she's
probably dead.
What's the MC?
I think it's the media centre, it's a BBC
oh,
building.
Oh, right, OK.
Right. Do they not have, like, vending machines there?
Obviously not.
Okay.
They have everything in that media centre, though, yeah. I thought.
Obviously not Diet Coke.
No.
Subject. Urgent. Hi, everyone. Does anyone by any chance have a copy or tape of Hairspray, the school musical on Sky One? I have taped it, but it's not working. Ah!
Does anyone ever email about any work?
They are, but they do, like parking tickets and stuff, but they'd be really dull to read out.
Okay.
I can get you some for next week if you want.
More importantly, did anybody have a copy of Hairspray, the school musical?
On tape? Who? On VHS, was it? Rubbish. Did anyone have one?
Don't think so, no.
Right, okay. Next.
Hi there. Does anyone have a guillotine I can borrow for a couple of hours?
To kill my boss.
Yeah.
That was Becky sent that one.
Next. What do I want a guillotine for? Weird.
Subject. Desperate flatmates. To all you desperate Housewives fans out there, my flatmate is a huge fan of the show, and with the second half of the fourth series starting next week, I have 9 days to catch up on, well, all of it. That's right, ladies, I haven't seen a single episode since the first programme graced our screens, so I need some help. Does anyone have season 1, 2, or 3 on DVD I could borrow for a week, please? I will take great care of them, and will even reward you with a chocolatey treat. If I don't catch up, I'll be forced to watch the new series with no idea what's going on, and my father and I will have a huge falling out, as he's the reason I missed it all. He prefers Rick Stein to Terry Hatcher. Please find it in your hearts and DVD collections to help a girl in need.
Now, can I just ask, do the bosses at the BBC know this is all that their assistants do all day?
No, there's two...
A copy of Desperate Housewives. Do some work. Do some work.
It doesn't take
maybe
too
do some work.
Maybe these are all sent in their lunch breaks and
yeah,
maybe
whatever.
It doesn't
That was so long it was sent in about 3 lunch breaks.
But if you're a good PA, you can type about 60, 70 words a minute and you can bash that one out in, you know, really quick.
Did you ask for cream shoes in your lunch break?
Or
no,
did
I
you
think
do
that was
that
well on... I think that was during the show, probably during one of your links. You know, during the other day when you were trying to make people laugh, I think I was just sat there going, oh, yeah. Anyone got any cream shoes?
What should I do, kill myself or ask for cream shoes?
That's when you asked for the guillotine as well.
Next!
Subject, gherkin jam. Okay, I admit this one is a bit random, but the internet hasn't given me the answers I want, so I thought I'd come through to a higher power, the network. When I was on holiday in Scandinavia, I got into liking gherkins, having previously hated them as much as most sane people. One particularly lovely gherkiny thing we had was some kind of chopped up gherkin jam relish pickle stuff from a jar, and also came in bought sandwiches that I think we bought in Norway, or perhaps Sweden, and I'd really like to get hold of some more. I haven't seen any in shops in England, so was going to try and find some online to order, but I have no idea what it was called or who made it, neither in English nor in Norwegian. Anyone have a clue what I'm going on about?
No.
Or speak Norwegian? Or know of any good Scandinavian food shops other than the little one at the end of IKEA? Tack, as they say over there.
Tack.
It's not...
Is that not just gherkin relish, like you can get in the supermarket?
No idea.
Also, I don't think the shop at the end of IKEA is Scandinavian, is it?
What do you mean?
What do you think it is?
Well, doesn't it just... hot dogs aren't particularly Scandinavian.
No, that's the kiosk. The shop sells all, like, the dime bars and the...
Oh, does it? Oh, right, okay.
Dime bars spelt different.
Yeah.
Which means you feel like you're abroad.
D-A-I-M rather than...
Yeah.
Obviously right, okay. Oh, I've never been in that little shop. I'm sorry.
Hello.
I apologise.
Meatballs. What about the meatballs? Amazing. God, you haven't
lived. I'm just showing my ignorance.
You haven't had a dime bar spelt different, which makes you feel like you're abroad off of IKEA.
No, never.
Or a meatball off IKEA.
I just go for their hot dogs.
Right, no. Right. See, that's wrong.
Well, I'd better not reply to that PA then, because I'm obviously not worldly wise in the Scandinavian ways.
Next.
Subject. I need an iron, please. Mwah. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
You might want to reply to that one.
Yeah, now, do PAs do the ironing for their bosses?
That's brilliant. Do they? Would you do mine?
Would you? And if I put some of my clothes in with his, would you iron mine?
If
we club together, right, you have to put some, like, label in so you know which one's yours.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that thing where we share pants.
No.
Right?
I don't want my pants ironed, though. That's a bit...
Who shares pants? Yeah.
Who irons their pants?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't want my pants
ironed. In a big basket, right?
Yeah.
She'll probably wash and iron it, because that's what PAs do.
Yeah, all right, good.
Is that all right?
For a fee.
That's just fine. Part of the job description. Is that slightly sexist?
Yes, a little bit. Yeah. Move on.
Subject. Lost DVDs. Hey, yeah. Further to the Decibel Fishwives request, has anyone got these they could lend me, please? I need the ones that weren't shown on Channel 4. I'm poor. No Sky TV for me. I promise to take extra good care and do a favour for you of your choice. And I'll make ya famous. Good times.
Right.
So she's going to do a favour of your choice and make you famous. I'm not quite sure if those two are connected.
Okay.
Do you know who she is?
Yes. Do you want to get in touch?
No, I'm just intrigued.
Whose PA is she?
Couldn't possibly say.
Okay. And that's the latest from...
you again, is it?
The latest from the BBC PA network. It all happens here, as you can hear. They do some work sometimes, I promise you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.